Good
Thank
morning.
You for, great to be here.
Thank you so much. You know what I love about A&W is I could have had a teen burger on the drive-in this morning. Because you can order them any single time you want. Which is fantastic.
You can have more than one today.
Yeah, well, that's the plan, right? You have one for breakfast. You have one for lunch. Maybe a nice dinner. And then a late night snack if you want. Go to town. It's all for a great cause. It's Burgers to Beat MS. What year is this for, Burgers to Beat MS?
Number 16.
16.
Wow.
Do we know how many burgers we've sold over the years and how much money's been raised?
Many, many, many burgers. And Tom can tell you the money raised.
Yeah, we've raised $20 million to date, and Edmonton has contributed $2 million of that. So really, really phenomenal.
Alberta
has turned up.
That's
Alberta's
awesome.
Turned up.
We like our burgers, do we?
Yes, and I think, you know, there's a real recognition that Canada has the highest incidence of MS in the world, and, you know, Alberta for sure has its share of Canadians living with MS.
Yeah, I was reading some of those numbers. Highest rates of MS and 90,000 Canadians.
Yeah, yes. 12 people a day are diagnosed in this country with MS.
I want to ask you about diagnosis. How does a person know they have MS?
It's often invisible, and it's often episodic. So somebody can have something strange begun to happen in terms of their nervous system, and it's a diffuse set of symptoms, and it often takes a couple of visits to the doctor in order to get diagnosed. And what we know now is that there's probably symptoms happening for a period of time before a clinical diagnosis, maybe even as far back as 5 to 10 years, that something's going on.
And once you're diagnosed, what does that mean for that person?
Well, you know, today I think there's really efficacious medications that are available. We certainly know much more about how to take care of yourself with MS. Just 16 years ago when our partnership with A&W started, it was much less treatments available, and often you got told to go home and sort of not do too much. And we know that that's not the best possible, that doesn't relate to the best possible outcomes for people. And so we're in a much better position today.
So obviously, thanks to Burgers to Beat MS Day, progress has been made with that money.
100%.
Lots of research, lots of progress, lots of improvements for people's lives that are touched by MS. So yeah, it's something we're really proud of.
So we're province-wide. Let's talk about how I can make a difference today.
Burgers to Beat MS Day at all A&W restaurants, where $2 from every burger, every teen burger sold, goes directly to MS Canada to help with the work. We're really focused on research and the difference that we can make there. So that's a great way. But if you want to start right away, there's lots of other ways to donate. You can pop by any A&W and make a donation on the spot. Pam and I are going to be out in Alberta rustling up some donations as well. So you might bump into us. But at the restaurants, you can also donate online is another important way that you can donate anytime at your convenience. So we're looking forward to beating last year's total, and we're looking forward to making an even bigger difference this year.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to sneak out of here and go get myself a teen burger.
Please do.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Anybody and everybody listening, get yourself into an A&W today if you can and grab a couple of teen burgers. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Nice
Thanks for having us. Yep.